The M Zone, number 23, Jamie Morris, running back.
On the outside, he pitches to Morris. Touchdown, Wolverines. He's 5'7", 179 pounds, a junior at Michigan. But Jamie Morris packs a wallop, and he delivers for Bo Schembechler.
It's time to get into the zone, the M Zone.
I thought I had it all together. But I was led astray the day you walked away. You were the clock that was ticking in my home. Changed my state of mind.
Ladies and gentlemen,
love so hard to find.
We got him.
Y'all ready? They ready? Well, come on.
We
come
on. Ready?
Y'all ready?
They ready?
Fullback. They fake it, and Milton rolls left and goes in untouched. Joe Milton, his first career Michigan touchdown, and he gives the old Cam Newton Superman sign when he got in.
Hopkins under center, comes on the outside. He's going to lose yardage.
The defense steps up out over the 25. They're going to mark him back to the 27. Aiden Hutchinson with the play.
They give it to Vince.
No, it's McCaffrey keeping it, going around right end, looking to get to the pylon. He does. Dylan McCaffrey scores from 6 yards out, and the Wolverines extend their lead. Book back to throw. Pressure coming. Book runs out of there, but stumbles and falls down. Sack time. McGrone was the first guy there.
This is the M Zone.
And welcome to the M Zone today. Mark it. Write it down. It has been documented. Jamie Morris, Dennis Fithian, and Miz. Miz, you put it together, brother. You put it together. You got me ready. I'm ready to come out the tunnel, go down, hit that sign, and knock somebody out today,
let's go.
I'm feeling good. Woo! It's about time. It's about time. We've been talking about it since August, the middle of August, before August, in July. We was talking about it in May. And it's finally happening, baby. It's finally happening. Somebody knew something, and they knew it. They knew it. The Big Ten knew they needed to get back on the field. They needed to get back on the field. And I don't care. All of these people are going to take credit for it. Too many people will take credit for Big Ten football. But we know who it was, and we're going to break it down. Dennis Fithian will break it down. Matt Misler will break it down. Boom, boom. We'll break it down today. Give us their thoughts. Dennis, I know you over in the Peach Mountains of Dexter. You got to be fired up, bro. You got to be fired up. Big Ten football is happening.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I'm running around, you know, without my shirt on, with my index finger up, just running around in the yard. You know, the neighbors are looking at me like, hey, what's going on over there? But, you know, to get this reversal, this resumption, it's a new life, you know, having a path forward now that Michigan football is going to have a chance to play and take the field in less than 40 days. I'm biased. I love football so much, and I want everybody to be safe and moving forward, you know, the best we can, adjusting on the way. I've been up. I've been down here in 2020. But here on September 16th, you know, for a day, I'm going to sit back with Michigan football, the rest of the Big Ten coming back, and I'm just going to take it all in and enjoy myself.
Miz, where are you at with this, buddy? Where are you at? You got to be fired up, man.
Bro, when the horse's mouth finally opened up, as far as the Big Ten opened up, man, just to finally get confirmation, you know, that, so, you know, I guess it would be the worst kept secret that we've had in quite some time. You know, it feels good. It feels great that we got some football in the Midwest. You know, Big Ten. You know, not looking like a laughing stock, especially with, to me as well, too. I mentioned this morning, the one thing that really makes me feel good about this as well, too, is they released the protocols with everything in case, you know, someone does contract this virus and how they're going to go about it. And they've got, you know, different stages. If things get out of control, that, you know, they'll be nipping it in the bud and everything will be fine. You know, that they're taking this as extremely serious compared to, you know, some other conferences or other schools that just don't seem to be doing that at LSU. You know, it to me, that I think that's the one thing that I'm excited about. But you know, once the schedule comes out, from what it sounds like later this week, you know, within the next couple of days, we'll find out who Michigan will open up against either October 23rd or 24th. More likely that Saturday, the 24th. And man, I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm excited. I'm ready to go. I may not sound pumped up right now, but you know, that's because I'm waiting for this second cup of coffee to kind of get course through my veins and just get, let's just attack it. Let's get at it. Let's get it. Let's go.
Well, we talked about it. We said it was and look, I had my doubts when it wasn't announced around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. It wasn't announced around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I mean, I had my doubts. Maybe they didn't get the votes. I mean, I had my doubts about what was happening with the Big Ten. It was everybody, the secret came out. Obviously, the president of Nebraska, he was over heels. Why would he say what he said? I said to myself, I said, self, there's going to be Big Ten football. There's got to be Big Ten football coming. This man would not speak with forked tongue. They'd fire him. They would hang him from his toes if they didn't have Big Ten football. Because he had a hot mic, so-called hot mic, in front of him. So, that being said, there had to be Big Ten football. But, from what I'm hearing, Dennis, and I know we got a few people coming on, we could ask questions. What I'm hearing, it was almost unanimous in the Big Ten vote. Almost unanimous. Now, I'm sure the guys that are still sifting through the ashes and seeing what's going on, they're going to tell us who dissented and who agreed. But right now, I'm hearing it was almost unanimous. Everybody was in favor of it. It came down to the presentation, and you know what? They felt good. Rapid testing, all of the things that we talked about yesterday, they supplied the president and chancellors with. They felt good about it. We're moving forward. I mean, does the timing of the kickoff, does it hurt them, Dennis? I know that we talked about maybe the 17th, but they gave another week, so because, you know, Wisconsin had a week off, and then they it was Wisconsin, and you know, I guess Iowa gave some time off to their players.
Maryland, so as well,
some
too.
Some teams had some time off. Maryland, right? So with that being said, are we okay with the 23rd, 24th? Again, 23rd, 24th. So there'll be some teams maybe playing on the on that Friday. I that's what I'm thinking. If they say 23rd, 24th.
Yeah, well, it seems like, you know, to me it would have been the best to start October 17th and then build a bye week in there. But, you know, they crossed that bridge, and it's probably exactly what you talked about because of the schools that were on pause and the ramp up and to get themselves acclimated, even though they've been practicing to get back to 20 hours, that was going to be important for them. So, they really have, they've pushed it all back with no, outs. You know, there's no bye weeks in there. So you're going to have to go. If there is any wiggle room, just looking, and a little bit and listening to all of that, that news conference today, Barry Alvarez, who's the AD at Wisconsin, he's part of that scheduling subcommittee. You know, he said that, the possibilities for Fridays and even mentioned a Monday in there. And of course, including Saturday, could be something where you could get some wiggle room in there for a team. So that's something at least to take a look at when the schedule comes out. And then the possibility that, you know, Michigan could play on a Friday and Monday, as well as a Saturday. So that a little bit there. It'll be interesting to see how they end up with those. You know, you're going to play your six games. I'm guessing that they're going to put those six up front. And maybe the chance to bail, you know, you could replace them with, your seventh and eighth game. I really like that, the ninth game, the plus one, where you're matching up with the teams mm-hmm. in the opposite, your crossover game. That's a beautiful little tweak. I love that thing. I had a big smile when I saw that, and I continue to read about that. I like it. Everybody on the championship day, so that'd be, what, December the 19th that we're talking about. Yeah, you'll have the Big Ten title game, number one, and then versus Michigan, whoever Michigan will be number one, whoever's number one over on the other side. And then all the other teams, you know, will play as well. So, you know, that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that. I do like that, too. So the Big Ten took a lot of heat on this. And, you know, a lot of people picked poke fun. I wonder how this is all going to shake out for the Big Ten. I'm sure they took a lot on the chin. They'll take a lot from this. They've had they're a prestigious conference, but I mean, if you look at it, you know, I've said Kevin Warren has gotten blamed for a lot of stuff, as well as the presidents and chancellors. But if everything works out right, if one of those teams in the Big Ten, and it's gonna come down to it, I mean, because it's a shortened schedule, and you know you're hoping that they get re-ranked and they put them in the order that you know you're hoping that you know the rankings can do it. The AP. In the bowl series when they start ranking, you know, we want to figure that out. That's all got to be figured out, and it's going to come down to those other three Power Five commissioners that they didn't suspend their season. I mean, what happens to the Pac-10 now? Oh, excuse me, Pac-12. Excuse me, I'm going old school again. The Pac-12. What do they do? Do they still start in November? And then it's just four schools. I mean, if you got four conferences vibing for a position, I mean, you pretty much could take the champion of each Power Five league and, I mean, put them in accordingly. You could, but I'm sure they're going to give a lot of looks at a lot of schools in those three that didn't cancel. And then perhaps then they'll give the Big Ten their share. But you can bet a bottom dollar on this one. You better be undefeated going in. One of those Big Ten teams need to go undefeated to outright get in to this playoff championship, college football championship series. So, but it's happening. I'm happy. College football, I don't know if you guys received this. I did get that there'll be no fans at the University of Michigan games. No fans whatsoever. So just wanted you to let you know that. If there's any other announcements like that, I will follow up. But we did get an announcement today. I don't know if you guys got that, but I did get that, and it just let us know that there'll be no fans at Michigan Stadium.
Yeah, I'll let Miz go ahead, but I'd like to make an announcement myself. I plan on changing my name for the rest of the 2020 and 21 season. I would like to be known as Dennis Sanristil. Dennis Sanristil. I'm going to change my name.
Well, if that's the case, and I want to see if, you know, if the Hutchinson family will adopt me, I'd be more than willing to go out there and get on that D-line and do work.
It says season 2020 football season update. It says the Big Ten Conference announced today, Wednesday, September 16th, the return of the 2020 football season this fall. Games are scheduled to begin the weekend of October 23rd and the 24th. the 8-game schedule for the University of Michigan and all the other Big Ten schools will be set in the near future and will be announced by the conference. At this time, due to the current state of Michigan public health limitations, the University of Michigan is unable to have fans at home games at home athletic events. Safety regulations will continue to be evaluated by campus leadership in conjunction with the medical experts and state and local government officials. We will communicate any changes as they get determined. Thank you for your continued support as a football season ticket holder. We will provide more information as it becomes available. Go Blue, Michigan Athletics. So I just wanted to get that out there so everybody knows you won't be able to be at the stadium.
Well, so, I think, honestly,
you're right. Maybe the.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jamie, honestly, at this point, I mean, let's just be happy that there's actually going to be football being played in the fall. You know, I mean, that has been the one thing that I think that anyone that is an earshot of this station or that is listening to the station or any other station that, you know, broadcasts, you know, specifically for their respected fanhood of a university in the Big Ten, I think that's what it came down to, is that, hey, we've got a football season starting up. No fans? Okay, that's fine. Family? That's cool. You know, maybe they'll have the band in the stands. Who knows? We don't know at this point. But honestly, at this point, I think to be able to say that we are going to have Big Ten football is, you know, to me speaks volumes. And those volumes are cranked up to 11. And honestly, I'm okay that there's not going to be any fans. You know, family, yeah. You know, there's plenty of room inside the big house for social distance, and, you know, maybe at some point they'll revisit if things get a little bit better as far as, you know, the positive rates go down or something like that, or, you know, these chief officers that are in charge of the testing and making sure that everyone is complying with the proper protocols put in place now. Maybe they, you know, let some fans in. You know, I think at that point, you know, it's all a take it one step at a time. We just hopped over. We as fans and the universities have jumped over the biggest hurdle of it all, and that hurdle was, can we get guys on the field? And the answer to that is yes. So let's, now that we got over that hurdle, let's take a breather and let's see if we can take on the next step. And take it from there. Just take it little by little.
Yeah, Miz, remember 5 weeks ago, the Big Ten canceled. And then a couple days after that, the Michigan High School State of Athletic Association, they postponed until spring. You fast forward like 4 weeks, the MHSA wanted the governor. They made a plea to open things up. A couple days later, she did, and there was a reversal there. And if you look what Kevin Warren, part of what he had to say, and today, you know, was a big day for the commissioner, a career-defining day, and talk about how I thought he did. He took the criticism in stride, and you know, he was good today from what I heard of him dealing with his news conference, a very strong. And the one part, you know, he cited a perpetual process of gathering and analyzing data. And so if we're talking about 40 days from now, 39 days, could things change? When you look at other teams and having the ability to use a stadium that holds 110,000, maybe spread out the band in two sections, maybe spread out the cheerleaders in two sections, and maybe have a section or two for the parents that could be really socially distanced. I think so. And I know my brother Mike San Ristil, when he brings in you know, his parents from Massachusetts, we'll all go there, and, you know, we'll be happy to, you know, follow all the protocols and anything. You know, when we go into the stadium. So we're just happy that we're playing football, and I'll echo you, Miz. You know, like, you just, today's the day to, you know, to sit back and take a breath here and be like, yeah, you know, hopefully it's still one of those things. it's been this way all the time. You know, you're hoping for the best every day, but today, you know, you're hoping for the best for football and for Ann Arbor and for Michigan and the Big Ten, and you know, it feels good.
Yeah, will you say hi to Mikey for me, by the way? Tell him that Miz says what's up.
Yeah, well, you know what? He puts his phone on mute when they go into practice. They're in there practicing right now, so I'll send a message to him.
Okay, let him know that Miz from the playground says what's up, and tell him that the playground is more welcome to have them on whenever they got a free moment.
Oh my God, the two of you, just watch it on TV like everybody else. Why do you have to be there? I mean, look, it's gonna be on TV. They are starving. TV is starving for this. They're going to get it. Be happy. I mean, you two want to be. Hey.
I'm tickled pink, bro. I'm tickled pink.
I am so excited. I'm nervous, and I'm not even playing. I'm like a kid in a candy store right now. It's just exciting. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I got it at 5:58 that the Big Ten had they went through and all of that. It hit me. I stood up and did a little dance in bed. I was running in place. I was a little happy, man. I was, whoa, okay. This is nice. This is going to be all right. Because I'm going to be honest. I had my doubts when I didn't see it last night. And I went to bed at 1 o'clock a.m. And I had to get up and feed CJ at 3 a.m. So I'm just saying. And I didn't have no text that said Big Ten coming back, not at 3 a.m., just letting you know, not that I was watching my phone, I was putting CJ into a milk drunkenness so he could go back to sleep, of course, but that being said, I wanted to see that text, and I finally got it. Frustrated.
No, I know, I mean, when the tweet came out as far as, you know, because Ira was talking with Andrew Adelson of ESPN, talking a little ACC, and it was right in the middle of the interview. That's when the tweet from, you know, the Big Ten, you know, came out, and you saw the official statement. It was at that point you're just like, it's on. That was the horse's mouth that I wanted to hear. You know, tongue in cheek of the president, which, by the way, we found out that guy really didn't have any pull when it came to the vote. By the way, the chancellor of Nebraska, I guess, had the bigger pull for the voting. But you know, when you heard, you know, the president talking to the guy at that little booster thing yesterday afternoon or early day yesterday, it was like, okay, well, this is a little something. This is kind of that little, you know, palate cleanser, that little taste that everyone wanted, but you wanted that main course, and that main course came at, quarter after 9 o'clock this morning when the Big Ten officially made that statement, and you knew, oh baby, it's on. Here we go. Let's get it. Jamie, I know you busted out your pads and you were about to throw them on and make your way down to the corner stadium in Maine and do the damn thing. I know that's what you're going to do. I knew that's what you're doing.
I was about to climb that gate. That's what I'm about to say. I was about to go over. I'm going over the gate, man. I was ready to go over the gate this morning. I really was.
You're about to walk in the tunnel with the rest of the boys right there, right next to Chrysler, is what you're about to do. I know that's what you were doing.
Exactly. They would have said, hey, OG, what you doing here? And I would have said, I'm balling, baby. I'm balling. I got 1 yard in me. Just make sure we get it close. Let's get in there.
Literally get it on the 1 yard line. I'll punch it in.
He got one in.
I'll tell you this for the
I got one play. I got one play.
You know, Jamie and Miz, for the skeptics of the season and just what it might bring and not having fans there and being a little bit of a downer about that, which, you know, that it can be understandable. Like, so much of the game day experience is walking to the stadium, is making the pilgrimage, you know, to your tailgate spot, seeing the people that you haven't seen in a year and catching up, and then, you know, having a great day all the way through to the game and after and everything else. But you know, in 2020, I look at it like it's a Thanksgiving dinner, and it's not like you're used to with all your family and friends, and it's the turkey and the green beans and the stuffing and everything else. But you know what? It is a turkey. You do have some of your family there. You're still going to enjoy it. You're going to make the best of it. Yeah, you'd like to have the pumpkin pie and the sweet potato pie and everything. You'd like to have the 10 courses and the 2 football games, 3 football games afterwards on Thanksgiving, you know, that you're sitting around and watching and everybody there. But you don't have all those things, so you just make the best of what you have. And the one thing is, you know, there is going to be a quote of Thanksgiving. You are going to have that meal. And it's just, I know how I felt and how everybody around me felt, and I could feel it in Ann Arbor back on August 11th and 12th. I mean, it was just a realization of, wow. And you understood, but you put your head down, and it was like, man, this really does suck. You know, you understand it's for the safety and everything else. And then, you know, today to get the official news, it's the opposite. You know, you're elated, you feel good, and you still know that, hey, you know, you got to take it step by step, and it's not going to be the same thing, but it's a hell of a lot better, heck of a lot better than where we were 5 weeks ago. Something to look forward to, something to get excited about.
I'm with you all the way with that, Dennis. I'm all excited about it. I'm ready to kick off. I'm ready to watch. I'm excited. I'm so excited. I really don't want to take a break. I just wanted to spin right on into Boom Boom, but we need to take a break because we've got to pay for this. That being said, we'll be back on the other side with Matty Boom Boom Leach. You're listening to the M Zone.